This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Jack Dorsey says that he's not on the blue sky board anymore. X is using Grok to publish AI-generated news summaries. And parrots in captivity seem to enjoy video chatting with their friends on Messenger. It's Monday, May 6th, and this is Engadget News. Jack Dorsey has apparently exited the blue sky board, as spotted by TechCrunch, the former Twitter CEO, who was previously blue sky's highest profile proponent, shared the life update this weekend on X, where he's been posting a lot lately. In response to a user who asked, "Are you still on the blue sky board?" Dorsey replied only, "No." That's it. Nothing more. Engadget has reached out to the company for comment, and we'll update this story if we hear back. The decentralized social network started as a project by a team at then Twitter back in 2019, but it eventually split off on its own. It only opened to the public this March after being invite-only for almost a year. While Dorsey sat on its board, Blue Sky is led by Jay Graber, its CEO since 2021. Dorsey has said mixed things about X since Elon Musk's takeover, but it seems he's now swung back around. On Saturday, he posted on X, "Don't depend on corporations to grant you rights. Defend them yourself using freedom technology. Your own one." The company has made no mention yet of Dorsey's departure, and he's still named as a board member on its website. As TechCrunch noted, Dorsey seemingly deleted his own Blue Sky account months ago. X is using Grok to publish AI-generated summaries of news and other topics that trend on the platform. The feature, which is currently only available to premium subscribers, is called Stories on X, according to a post from the company's engineering account. According to X, Grok relies on users' posts to generate the text snippets. Some seem to be more news-focused, while others are summaries of conversations happening on the platform itself. One user posted a screenshot that showed stories about Apple's earnings report and aid to Ukraine, as well as one for Musk, Experts Debate National Debt, which was a summary of a candid online discussion between Musk and other prominent figures on X. If any of this sounds familiar, it's also remarkably similar to Moments, the longtime Twitter feature that curated authoritative tweets about important news and cultural moments on the platform. The feature, which was overseen by a team of human staffers, was killed in 2022. Like other generative AI tools, Grok's summaries come with a disclaimer, saying, "This story is a summary of posts on X and may evolve over time. Grok can make mistakes. Verify its outputs." Grok, of course, doesn't exactly have the best track record when it comes to accurately interpreting current events. It previously generated a bizarre story suggesting that NBA player Klay Thompson went on a vandalism spree because it couldn't understand what throwing bricks meant in the context of a basketball game. Parrots are innately social creatures. In captivity, where they typically don't have a flock to interact with, that can present some real challenges for keeping them happy and healthy. But recent research suggests technology may be able to help them meet more of their social needs. A new, and it's very small, but a new study led by researchers at the University of Glasgow and Northeastern University compared parrots' responses when given the option to video chat with other birds via Meta's Messenger versus watching pre-recorded videos. And it seems they've got a preference for real-time conversations. The research builds on findings from a series of small studies over the last few years, including one in which the team trained pet parrots to make video calls to each other, with some human assistance, of course, and another where they were taught to play tablet games. In the latest, 9 parrot owners were given tablets to set up for their pets, who were then observed over a period of 6 months. During that time, the parrots, who'd been introduced to each other at the beginning over video chat, were able to engage in calls amongst themselves of up to 3 hours long over a total of 12 sessions. Half of these sessions featured pre-recorded videos, while the other half were live messenger video chats. Their caregivers, who recorded the sessions, reported that the birds seemed more engaged during the live interactions. They initiated more calls in those scenarios, and they spent more time on average engaging with the birds on the other end. In each session, the parrots were allowed to make up to 2 calls, and the researchers found that those chatting over Messenger hit this limit 46% of the time, compared to almost half that when they were watching pre-recorded videos. Overall, they spent a combined 561 minutes video chatting on Messenger, compared to just 142 minutes watching pre-recorded videos. The caregivers mostly reported that the live and pre-recorded calls both seemed to have a positive impact on the birds. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Weekend editor Cheyenne McDonald and senior editor Carissa Bell, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll return tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.